Welcome to our study of the Gospel of John.
I have fallen in love with the work of Paul as I've studied the book of 1 Corinthians, and I believe you will too.
This is where Jesus taught in Capernaum, and you have to understand this scene.
The Lord is my shepherd. And over the next 6 weeks, we're going to look deeply into the 23rd Psalm.
Right Now Media. It's for groups. It's for personal devotion. It's for parents.
The bullseye of parenting is to raise children who become like Jesus.
It's for kids.
This is Phil. We're digging into the Bible, which, as we've mentioned, is more than just a book.
It's for tough times.
So when you recognize that you're trying to have a conversation with your spouse and they're not ready to talk, it's not helpful to keep pressing them.
It's for every phase of life.
If you've made mistakes with money, you know what that makes you? Over 12.
And now, it's yours. We've purchased a Right Now Media subscription for everyone in our church. So check your inbox for the digital invitation and download the app for instant access to thousands of biblically based videos. Get equipped. Get inspired.
Amen. I want to personally welcome you guys to church. My name is JC. If you don't know me, if you're watching online and you don't know me, I'm the creative pastor here at Riverview. Our mission here is in to heal and out to love. You'll get tired of us saying that, but you won't forget it. The reason we have this as our motto, as our mission, is because we truly believe that you can't do the second part without the first. So many people are like, you gotta love better, you gotta love better, but they're broken, hurting, unsolid people. And what we desire to do at Riverview Christian is to make every area of your life, relationally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, solid. That way, you can be love to those people that need you. You need to be Jesus to this world. We need more people to be Jesus in this world because it looks a lot not like him. And so we need that in our church. So the reason that we're partnering, well, let me just say this. So what we do to start that healing journey is here on Sunday mornings. We hope in this space to create a safe, spirit-filled environment where you can experience the presence of God.
Amen.
We want you to start that healing journey here, but we don't want it to end here. We know that there's 167 hours between this Sunday and next Sunday. And we need to fill that with the Word of God. We need to fill that with devotion where we're learning and we're digging in and we're figuring out what He has for our lives. So that's why we're partnering with Right Now Media. This is a resource that is going to help you through those weeks in between Sundays so that your healing journey doesn't stop and then pick back up next Sunday. Amen. We want it to continue through the week. Amen?
Amen. Amen. So my name is Jen, and I work here for the school, and I'm also one of the ministers for mentoring and outreach here at the church. So we just wanted to introduce this Right Now Media to you as knowing that this resource is free for your family. This is not just a trial subscription. This is for you to keep, for you to refer to, for you to invest in your family and in your household. So I wanted to share a verse with you from Joel chapter 1, verse 3. It says, tell it to your children and let your children tell it to their children and their children to the next generation. So this is something that you can invest in your kids, you can invest into those that visit your home and those that are in your church and friends that are maybe coworkers that you know that are unchurched. So we do have a portion about the children. For the kids, it is a safe, ad-free environment. You don't have to worry about the commercials that are going to pop up. One of the most terrible things that we had is during COVID, our school-age children were here because the schools were closed. We were providing an online support for the children doing their online schooling. And the school-issued devices, somehow the firewall got breached, and the children were able to watch YouTube videos. Most horrible thing was there was an ad that blipped up so quick. If one of our teachers didn't see it and intervene, that we don't know what could have happened. It was for Pornhub kids. Mm-hmm. Horrible. Your children may be watching things online in YouTube that are in videos that are meant for your children, but you don't know what those ads are that are popping up when you're not looking. This right now media provides safe entertainment. You know exactly what's going to go in there. You know that it's going to be ad-free. There is no questionable entertainment or questionable agendas being pushed on your children through this. There's content for all ages. There's videos in there that are as slow as 60 seconds, and there's some that are up to an hour or more, depending on the age group of your child and their attention span. There's over 2,000 kids' videos in the kids' library, and it has educational content as well. So it's not that your children are just sitting there mindlessly watching some kind of a cartoon. They're learning something. They're learning the Word of God. They are learning life lessons that they can then take to their children and their children's children. Yeah. By showing these videos to your kids, you are establishing not only your own household, but the household of future generations.
So real quick, we just want to show, we're throughout this entire presentation, we just want to give you tastes from the different content that's available on this platform. So real quick, we're going to show a trailer of one of the original kid shows that Right Now Media created.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are gathered here today for the first official meeting of
the creators.
I handpick each one of you based on your artistic incredibleness.
Not just because we all live in the neighborhood?
No. Well, that helps, but think about it. No one in the world has experienced exactly what each one of you has experienced, and that's what we'll use. And action. We're making movies, people. We are the creators.
Why is that music playing?
Every good fairy tale has a song.
I want the two!
You can't handle the two!
Order! Order the court!
Pew, pew, pew!
Zap, bam!
No one has ever made it to the top of Algebra Mountain.
Duck!
The climb is just too complicated.
Laser!
My fear, it's growing.
Be strong and courageous.
Fire!
Do not be in fear or in dread of them, for it is the Lord who goes with you.
What kind of movies? My parents don't really let me watch much TV.
Our movies are going to be so inspiring and astounding, virtuous and meaningful, that parents will ground their kids if they don't watch it.
Let's do it.
Showtime.
So my kids have already been through two seasons of that. It is a good show. It's very creative. Like Jen said, there are so many different means of content and variations of content. There is educational, and there's some that still have a moral or a virtuous message in them, but are just entertainment. And it's very comparable to the things that you'll find. My kids watch other kids play with toys on YouTube. So, I mean, that's the lowest level that you can get to. This platform has plenty, plenty of great material for your kids to watch. And it's so nice because I give Brom the remote and I say, have at it. I don't have to worry. I've been on YouTube Kids, just to go off of what Jen was saying. I've been on YouTube Kids and I've looked for stuff that would be questionable and I found it. Mm-hmm. If you want to talk to me afterwards about that, we can talk. It's not a safe platform because the people that run it don't have our same moral or biblical ethics. They're not dictated by that. So the stuff that they're going to put on there that they think is okay for kids is not the same as what we know is right under God's law and under what he would say is good. Amen?
Amen. There's also kids' songs on there that you can just play. Play it in the car. You can play it at home when you're doing your chores, things like that. So instead of putting on some songs that may be sung by kids but may have other underlying meanings, these songs that are on this platform are wholesome, they are family friendly, and they do promote what our values are here.
Yeah, there's plenty of sing and dance videos on there. I know my kids would love to see my dad dance. I know they would want nothing more than that. The next category, and it's a big one, and I think we under-resource this age group, and that's our youth. And when I say youth, I'm talking 12 to college. That resource, I know what resources were available to me when I was a kid, and let's say some of those resources in the Christian realm were questionable. And they led me down some paths that weren't entirely biblical. This, thankfully, has plenty of resources that are specific to maybe some of the needs that your teens or that your young adults are experiencing in their life. There's stuff for middle school, there's stuff for high school, and there's stuff for college age. That whole period is a transitional period of a youth's life. Literally, every single step is humongous. I remember when I first went to high school, the seniors were giants. I've never seen people that big, and they're in the same school as me. But then I became a senior, and I looked back at the freshmen, and those are the smallest people I've ever seen in my life. It's a huge, huge transitional period of a person's life. And we want to make sure we're resourcing them on things like loneliness, on things like anxiety. We didn't experience, my age group, Facebook was just coming out when I was in high school. We didn't have to experience the pressures that kids nowadays are experiencing. We need to couple that with better education and better resources to help them combat these pressures that life is putting on them. I didn't have to be perfect. I didn't have to always be ready for the gram. I didn't have to make sure my friends weren't videotaping me getting in trouble. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to worry about that stuff, and kids today do. So we need to make sure we're resourcing them. One way to do that is by showing them youth or young adults that have followed Christ and are just exponential in their walk with Jesus. So we're going to show a trailer. They have people on there like Tim Tebow. Does anybody know football? Yeah, there we go. Tim Tebow's on there. He has a whole devotional leading people how he, it's called This is the Day, because he wants teens to know that they can decide and have vision for their life and live a godly, awesome life. The one I'm going to show, though, I think we under-resource especially. I know there's a big problem with men in our country, but man, if women and young girls could live out that Christian life, that strong Christian life, it would be so much easier for our men. And they'd have so much more of a dependable partner to partner with in this life that would respect them for the qualities that God gave them as men. Amen? So we're going to show a trailer by Sadie Robertson Huff, because she got the little hyphen going on because she got married. But this is an awesome young adult that has been speaking about her walk with Christ for many years already, and now into her early adulthood, she's still preaching the gospel and trying to inspire young adults to live out their faith. So let's watch this trailer.
We live in a world that doesn't care what God wants. Sure, they may not say it that way, but the message that parades across social media declares that God's way just isn't worth it. But here's the thing, as Christians, we are committed to following Jesus in every aspect of our lives. In this series, we will walk through the life of Daniel and his friends to paint a picture of quiet, constant faithfulness in the face of a country and culture that hates God. when the doctor's diagnosis is not what you thought, or your job is eliminated, or natural disaster strikes, or how about a global pandemic? How do we react to that? Life is unpredictable. Sometimes it's harsh, but God is sovereign. He is faithful, and he is trustworthy. Sometimes our commitment to God requires us to choose between him or our reputation, him or our relationships, him or our worldly status. I need you to ask yourself this question today. What are you willing to give up in order to be faithful to God? Jesus says we're the light of the world. We're called to preach the gospel to people. So we do need to ask, how am I influencing people? Despite quiet, faithful obedience not being flashy or popular, I want you to know it is the best way to make a huge difference in this world.
Amen. All right. So everybody has had some sort of struggle in life. Everybody has had some kind of opposition or a depression, anxieties, something that was a struggle that was either emotional, mental, spiritual, financial, relational. Who's had that? I know I have. Okay. On Right Now Media, you've been equipped with an entire library of resources that will meet that need wherever you are in it. And what's also great about this is it's not only all in English. For those that are dual language learners, a lot of these resources come in Spanish as well. So it's a wonderful resource that you can share with your families, friends, again, your coworkers. There's content in here for marriage, how to fight fairly, how to love one another, parenting, how to reach those children that may be falling away, how to reach the children that are struggling, how to meet those parenting needs, finances, how to get out of debt, how to live your finances out God's way. Not too long ago, myself and Miss Beth ran a Crown financial class here. The resources that we shared in that class are also on this Right Now Media, along with a lot of the resources from, you saw Dave Ramsey. Some of you know my testimony. I implemented a lot of his resources and a lot of his values, and that's how I got myself out of debt during a big family transition. So these resources are being placed into your hands today. Don't let them go to waste, okay? There's also how to get out of anxieties, mental health, depressions. Please understand that when you are facing these struggles, you are not alone. There are resources that you can turn to, mainly scripture, but these resources will help you to support that and see how you can implement them in today's world. So please know that you are not alone in these moments. You have resources, and what's great is a lot of these resources, you can also do biblical studies with loved ones, friends, family, through a Zoom-like feature through this app. So you can actually read through the books. You can do printout resources. There's actually a roadmap on this website that you can do biblical studies with videos throughout the year, and it already has it all laid out for you. So it is a really incredible resource that you guys can just access from your any device. You can access it at home. You can access it at work on your lunch break. You can access it anywhere. You can listen to it in the car. So you are taking God's word with you and these resources and things anywhere you go. You don't have to leave it at the door on a Sunday when you walk out of here. Please know that it's always there, and if you need help in meeting any of those needs, we are always here for you too, so you can reach out. So I just wanted to let you know that there's the Bible studies, there's books on there that may not be biblically focused. I found one on there that I wanted to read for a long time, but I was too cheap to buy it. It was called Redeeming Your Time, because I get very busy throughout the day and I'm not always utilizing my time wisely. I was through the roof with excitement when I saw that was on there, and I could download the little journal that kind of went along with it, watch the videos, do the exercises, and it's really helped me to start defining how to allot my time more efficiently. So I just want to encourage you in that today. So we do have a video on here called Facing Anxiety by Jonathan Pakluta. And we just hope that you'll enjoy it today.
It was a good day at work if I didn't fail or if I didn't mess up. And it was a bad day at work if I did make a mistake. And I took a lot of that very personally, and I took it home with me.
I start not getting sleep. I start overworking. I start not prioritizing my time because I feel like it's my job to do it all.
I was just so in my head about trying to make everything work and not letting anyone in. I was trying to keep up appearances in a way.
I'm Jonathan Pakluta. I'm so excited about this series because we're going to be talking about how anxiety has played a role in so many of our daily lives and how it can keep us away from God. We're going to use God's word to see God's perspective on how and why anxiety plagues our society. We're going to talk about anxiety's tendencies to rob us of our peace of mind and keep us from the physical and spiritual rest that Jesus offers us. We'll also hear stories from people with jobs and children, friends, and busy schedules just like many of us, and see how their Christian faith informs their battle with anxiety.
And really, at that moment, I realized, like, I cannot do this my way. Truly, what I found was the gospel and relationships with others.
Because every time I prayed about my needs, it was like God was telling me, don't worry.
I learned how to stop and just listen to the voice of the Lord. If he's carried me this far, then sure enough, he can lead me to where I'm headed next.
My prayer is that God would transform the way you think about anxiety, that he would move in gracious ways to bring about healing, restoration, and peace in your life.
Amen.
Amen. So like we've been saying this entire time, whatever's going on in your life, there is a resource that's available to lead you biblically to healing.
Amen.
There's so many courses on here that we can't even focus on all of them. That's why we broke it up by ages, because we know that by ages, there's so many different struggles that we go through, and there's resources on there to help you. I heard something. I watch a lot of business videos because it's interesting to me. I don't have a lot of money, but I like business videos. And the one thing the guy was saying, he was talking about the ignorance tax. And he was saying how much we pay from our lack of knowledge on things. And so many times we feel our problems deeply, and we know we have the issues, and we tell each other that we have these issues, and we talk about it, and we talk about it. But very rarely do people actually go and try and resource and find knowledge, understanding about the things that they're struggling with. Very few people do that. So if you are like, yeah, that's me, we're all in that same boat. We all have things in our lives that we've just left on the back burner and we're wondering why it keeps boiling over. It's because we need to go and we need to take it off. We need to go and we need to find a solution to that problem. So that's why this resource is so important. If you don't use it, it will not help you. So we are encouraging you to resource yourself and find out solutions to the things in your life. If there's a question that you have on sermons, go look it up afterwards. Whatever verses that he's in or whoever is preaching, go look up those verses, and there's devotionals on those books of the Bible, just expounding on the Word of God, more than we can do in a half hour on Sundays. Mm-hmm. Dig into what is being talked about. Dig into the questions that people have. That's a really important one. If someone has a question from your work about something, and you're like, I don't know, go resource yourself and come back with the answers for that person that desperately needs the Word of God and needs you to know it. Amen?
Amen.
So it's so important. If you utilize this, it will transform your life. It will transform your family, your marriages, your parenting, so many areas. Mm-hmm. So what's really cool, and like Jen said at the beginning, this is completely free. And we've talked to the people at Right Now Media, and it's free for everyone. And when I mean everyone, I mean it's up on our website right now. Mm-hmm. You could just send somebody to our website. They can click the link for the free access, and now they have access to Right Now Media. They do not care right now, media, if you share this. Share it with everyone. We're going to be posting it on our social medias. We're going to have it on our website. We're going to keep it out here. The school already has access. We actually did this first for the school to resource parents in our early learning center. So they had resources for parenting and for marriages and for single parenting and all the things that they might be struggling with. So we're going to have that for our church now. It's a powerful resource. Make sure, like Jen said, if you have a coworker, give it to them. Give them free access. Like I said, it'll be in the resource tab on our website, all right? Everyone, though, you could either, those of you that have scanned the QR code, awesome. If you're more of an email person, at 12 o'clock, it's going to be dropping in everyone's email as long as we have your email. So if we don't have your email yet, please, please, please connect with us either by going to riverviewchristian.church/connect or by filling out a connect card by the connect station out here in the foyer. All right? If we have your email, you have access to Right Now Media. Isn't that cool? What else do I need to talk about? Those watching online, you can either go to our website and you can access it there, or Pastor Scott might be dropping it in the chat, or he already has dropped it in the chat. But you guys can access right now from there. I'm going to actually call the worship team up. We're going to do a last song. Yeah, I'm actually going to be, like Aaron said during the welcome time, I'm going to be in the front foyer. Pastor John's going to be in the front foyer. Do not ask him any questions about Right Now Media. He will not know. Along the technology route, though, this is an app for your phone or your iPads or your tablets, so you can access it for your kids. Also, if you have a Roku or a Amazon Fire account, you can have the Right Now Media on your TV as well. So it's very accessible from wherever you watch content. All right? Let's stand up. We're gonna go into a prayer time. Let's pray. Father God, you know our hearts. God, you know that this is a people that desires you. You know that this is a people that wants to educate themselves on the word of God. God, you know that you want that we want healthy marriages, that we want to be good parents. Help us to do the work to get educated, to gain knowledge, so that we can be everything that you have called us to be. And through your word, you can recreate us into your perfect image that we were created in. Thank you, God, for this resource. I pray that our church, putting our money behind this, will be able to resource a change in the culture of this congregation. Thank you, Lord, for this time, for this people. And now as we sing, I pray that we would just take these words to heart, that we would go and we would reach the lost, that we would go and we would be there for those in need, and that you would do a great work through us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 Let's sing. Amen.